It's game time with the legends, sports legends, Hall of Famers, and much more. It's time for the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the Alamo, the Floormeisters, the Maxwell Mortgage Team, and elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. And today we are very, very pleased and honored to have a good friend of mine, Mr. John Booty, the pride of Texas and the Philadelphia Eagles, as well as the Arizona Cardinals. We're very pleased to have you as a guest this morning.
Well, it's great to be on the show this morning. And like you said earlier, we just scratch it through a day at a time and have some fun with this thing.
It all started for you in DeBary, Texas.
So I'm a country boy. Yeah. So grew up there and happened to, as Vernon Unquist said one time, I matriculated to Texas Christian University and then landed here in Washington, D.C. Who'd have thought it?
Well, you started your football career at Carthage High School.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that all began and how you got the itch to play football.
Well, I got the itch to play football when I was a kid growing up in Texas. You know, we all cheer for the team with the star on the helmet. And,
right.
And also there's an oil rig on the helmets down in Houston. So when I was 6 years old, 5 or 6 years old, my mom bought me a Dallas Cowboys uniform and told me that I was going to be her pro football player. She didn't say Dallas Cowboys. She said her pro football player. But I was this little skinny kid. I was the last kid picked. Loved the game of football. Played out in the yard. And I'd play sandlot football with the other guys. A ton of kids, boys my age growing up. So that was the real treat for me because we stayed active all the time. So. And then when I got to high school, I didn't start playing organized football until I got into eighth grade. My senior year was just like a golden year, man. I had a growth spurt. I got up.
I was just getting ready to ask you, did you have a growth spurt?
Yeah, I had a growth spurt. They measured me as 6'1", which was off by an inch. And because I had like a little fro back then. Uh-huh. Not Jerry Carroll, but like a little process.
Right.
And I weighed 158 pounds.
Let me ask, you played wide receiver, you played defensive back. Why did you decide to stay with the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I had more interceptions than I did receptions in high school my senior year because we ran that beer back then. The tight ends caught more passes than I did and another guy. And he ended up making All-American as a wide receiver in college, and I made All-American as a defensive back in college. But no major universities wanted me out of high school. So a junior college called my coach and said, John, have you ever heard of Cisco Junior College? I said, yes. I said, it's too far away from home. But that was the only offer I had, full scholarship. So
that's the only offer you had?
Yeah. And TCU wanted me to come as a walk-on, but we couldn't afford that, you know. And I had the grades to go and to get into school. So I told the coach, I said, I'll come to Cisco if you let me play wide receiver. So I get there. I'm 300 miles away from home, and it's the first meeting. So I go to the wide receivers meeting. The coach didn't call my name. And afterwards, I go up and say, Coach, you didn't call my name. The same guy who recruited me, he looked up at me and said, okay, John. So as soon as I walk out in the meeting, the defense coordinator and the secondary coach said, hey, Booty, where you been? I said, I was in a meeting, Coach. He said, sir. Said, son, we didn't bring you here for a wide receiver. We brought you here to play defensive back. I said, well, okay. So that's why I started playing defensive back at Cisco Junior College. I wanted to play wide receiver, and they had a lot of good wide receivers. But they said they brought me as a defensive back, corner, and I didn't argue with them. And that's where it hit. That's where it started.
This morning, we are talking with the pride of DeBary, Texas, Mr. John Booty, who played his career with several NFL teams, namely the Philadelphia Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. And we will be right back with John right after these commercial messages.
Hall of Fame athletes exclusively here in Naples, Florida. It's only on the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Welcome to the Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Are you a first-time shooter with a lot of questions and need training? The Alamo Gun Range of Naples is here for you. With our clean, comfortable, and relaxing atmosphere and a staff that's certified and trained to provide you with the answers and training you need to get started, you'll feel right at home. The Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Naples' premier indoor gun range and firearms superstore. AlamoRange.com.
Sports are all about participation, but it's hard to participate when you can't walk. Wheelchair Foundation provides wheelchairs to people from all walks of life all around the world. A wheelchair means a chance to participate in all kinds of activities. For $200, you can give someone a brand new wheelchair and give them a chance to play, work, and live. Not only does a wheelchair change the life of the person who needs it, but it also changes the life of the people who have to care for them. Wheelchair Foundation has supported wheelchair basketball, rugby, tennis, badminton, skiing, and racing for people across the globe. There are all kinds of adaptive equipment available these days. Sometimes the only thing keeping a person from participating is a wheelchair. Visit wheelchairfoundation.org for more information and to donate.
Retirement season is starting, and most people have no MVP for their team. Stacy Adams of the Alliance Financial Group, a retirement income specialist and financial advisor for nearly a decade, says it's crazy. The number one mistake she sees clients make is not having a professional to help them navigate the pitfalls of retirement. Take your retirement plan off pause and hit play with a comprehensive playbook. Contact Stacy Adams at Alliance Financial Group, 239-920-8817. Securities, products, and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, LLC Pass, member FINRA, SIPC.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office Fallen Deputy Memorial, dedicated in March of 2023 in Lakes Park, Fort Myers, was dedicated to those who have served and protected our citizens in Lee County and across Southwest Florida. 11 heroes have been inscribed on the memorial, 10 deputies, and one brave canine. It's there for reflection, honor, and remembrance of the sacrifice made, providing a sanctuary for families, friends, and loved ones to see their names engraved and honored forever. If you'd like to make a donation, please visit the website LCSO Fallen Deputy Memorial at sheriffleefl.org. That's LCSO Fallen Deputy Memorial at sheriffleefl.org. Help pave the way forward with your donation. Thank you so much.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Banyan Group at Morgan Stanley, your local global investment team in Naples, Florida. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Is your back affecting your golf game? Do your knees prevent you from playing pickleball, or is your tennis serve suffering? Then you could benefit from StemWave, a revolutionary non-invasive shockwave system. StemWave is used to locate pain, inflammation, and then initiate positive biological response within seconds. StemWave's cellular response technology utilizes an electrohydraulic system that sends focused acoustic shockwaves to jumpstart the healing process in injured tissue. Let the sports chiropractic team at Innovative Pain and Performance help you get past the pain and back to life. Innovative Pain and Performance is conveniently located in the Shops of Galleria on the northwest corner of Vanderbilt Beach Road and Airport Pulling. Call the office today at 239-596-4800. That's 239-596-4800. Innovative Pain and Performance. Let the sports chiropractic team at Innovative Pain and Performance help you get past the pain and back to life.
Don't miss your shot to go to the 2024 Men's Basketball Final Four in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Enter now at ticksforgood.org. You and a friend will get two tickets, round-trip airfare, and three-night hotel stay. Visit ticksforgood.org to enter today. This prize is brought to you by Eric Schwartz and Transcend Capital.
Come to the stage dinner shows in Bonita Springs. Saturday, Bad Company, Foreigner, and Aerosmith tribute bands. Monday, The Temptations and Four Tops tribute. Tuesday, John Denver, Jimmy Buffett, Olivia Newton-John, Dolly, and Glenn Campbell tributes at the stage in Bonita Springs.
Need to secure a loan for purchase or refinance? Call Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team of Cross Country Mortgage. Lauren Maxwell is a trusted name in Naples with over 35 years of lending experience. She has been recognized as the number one female loan originator in the state. state for the past 3 years. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, Lauren can help secure the right loan to suit your needs. Contact Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team. They're located at 9130 Galleria Court, Suite 101, Naples. Call Lauren Maxwell at 239-596-0500 or visit www.maxwellmortgageloans.com. The Maxwell Mortgage Team is a proud sponsor of the Naples All-Star Events Legends 4 at the Hilton Hotel in Naples. Lauren Maxwell, NMLS number 331415, Maxwell Mortgage Branch number 1770104, and Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS number 3027, an equal housing lender. Make sure to visit MaxwellMortgageLoans.com.
Eat Up, 100% organic superfood meals made fresh, delivered to your door. Flavor-packed meals made with organic ingredients, giving you the potential of being the very best version of yourself. Order a minimum of 4 meals at a time. Remember, you are what you eat, and the meals are crafted only with the best ingredients from sustainable sources to tantalize your palate. 239-877-5470. EatUpDelivers.com.
Attention, Steeler Nation, Bills Mafia, Big Blue, and football fans in Southwest Florida. Legends 5 is coming to Naples. Legends 5, Monday, March 25th at the Hilton in Naples, is an event you don't want to miss. In attendance, Pittsburgh Steeler great Rocky Blyer, Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills, Thurman Thomas, and the best defensive player in the history of the NFL, number 56, Lawrence Taylor. Tickets for this event can be purchased online at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 5, presented by the Floormeisters, the Alamo, the Maxwell Mortgage Team, and the elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. This event will sell out quickly, so get your tickets today. Rocky Blyer, Thurman Thomas, and the one and only LT, Lawrence Taylor. Legends 5. For more information and tickets, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida.
Known for bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida, here's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the Alamo, the Floormeisters,
the Maxwell Mortgage Team,
and elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. I'm your host, Mike Bird, and our guest this morning is John Booty of DeBary, Texas, and formerly of the NFL with the Eagles and the Giants and the Arizona Cardinals. And John, before the break, we were talking a little bit about your experience going into community college. And why did you decide to take that route as opposed to going right into Texas Christian University?
Well, that was the only route I really had because the one recruited me, and I had two teammates from Carthage to go to TCU right out of high school. And while TCU was there recruiting them, the coach would say, yeah, I need to look at John. He's really talented. And I said, well, you know, we don't have a scholarship for him, but he can come as a walk-on. And my family couldn't afford that. And I was in track practice my senior year, and my secondary coach said, John, have you heard of Cisco Junior College? I said, I have. They said, you can come.
How far was Cisco Community College from DeBary, Texas?
About 300 and some miles.
300
miles? I
don't
have a car. 300 miles. But it's west of Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
And I didn't have a car. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. East Texas, pine trees, is green. It's like East Coast here in Maryland.
Right.
You get past Dallas, you go west of Dallas. It's desert land out there, seemed like. For me, it was a culture shock. But there was all this team that offered me a scholarship. And
But you excelled at community college.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did. I didn't start my freshman year, but I got a lot of playing time, and had some good, talented guys that I played behind. When they put me in a game, I made plays, and so I tried. I tried to quit because I was so far away from home. During the spring, during the winter break, to go into the spring semester, I was home for the holidays, and it's time to get back to go back to Cisco. A week passed. My mom said, baby, aren't you supposed to be back at Cisco?
Right.
I said, you know, not really. And then I go to my room. She said, baby, come here. I go to her. She said, go pack up all your stuff the boy's going to take you back to Cisco tomorrow. I said, oh. So I get back to Cisco a week late, and I think that helped me out because the head coach, he said, John, you're going to be one of our team captains. So he put pressure on me. And so I got my 40. We had a good workout. There's nothing to do at Cisco but go to class and over the weekend have some fun.
Right.
But there was nothing else to do. I was too far away from home to try to get home all the time. So I make the best of it and end up getting my 40 down to a 4.37 because we had this big hill that would make us run up. So I had my 40 down to a 4.37. I gained a little weight. I was like 160 something. And then, I mean, All American and helped Cisco go to a bowl game. Had some great teammates. A lot of us were able to leave Cisco and go to the major universities. Good friend of mine, we talked to him the other night, Mike Johnson. He was my teammate at Cisco. He ended up going to Temple University.
So you did well at Cisco.
Did well at Cisco.
And then TCU came knocking.
TCU, Tulane, Texas A&M, Illinois. And as I was getting ready to sign with TCU, my coach said, hey, John, the University of Miami have an interest in you. I said, I was committed to TCU because they did offer me coming out of high school. So I guess I had a little bit of loyalty there. And plus, I had two classmates there from high school there. So I went to TCU.
You had a great career at TCU.
Yeah.
And then the pros.
Oh, the pros.
1988, you were drafted by the New York Jets.
New York Jets. And I got
that experience like on draft night?
Well, I had an agent who wanted me to come to Atlanta, and I went to Atlanta, and I was told I was going to be drafted between the 5th and 9th round.
Okay.
So this is on a Sunday and Monday draft. That's when they had the 2 days back then.
Right, right.
So I'm in Atlanta. The first day go, the next day I wake up, and I see all the guys who got drafted first, 6th round. I'm like, man, this is cool. Then I saw the 2nd round pick by the New York Jets was Terry Williams out of Texas Christian. I said, man, the Jets wanted to pick me, but they picked this guy, but he was out of Bethune-Cookman.
Okay.
And so the 9th round come around that Sunday, we watching the draft, and I got mad. I said, you know what? I got upset. I said, listen, I want to go home. I said, I'm not going to get drafted. This is the 9th round. I'm not going to get drafted. So take me home. Take me to the airport so I can fly home. So me and a guy that was working with the agent, we go to the airport, and I walk into the gate. I hear, John Booty, call your agent. I said, hey, man, did you hear my name called? He said, yeah. I said, what's going on? He said, I heard he had John Booty, call your agent. I'm at the airport in Atlanta. What's the big airport in Atlanta?
Hartsfield.
Hartsfield, yeah. So I go on a payphone, and I call my agent. I said, man, what's going on? He said, you just got drafted by the New York Jets.
Oh, I said, my what? God. How'd you feel?
I was so elated, happy, strangers walking by while I'm on the phone. I was just dancing with them. Hey, I just got drafted. I just got drafted. People look at me like, what is wrong with this guy? He just got drafted going to the Army? I'm like, no, I got drafted by the New York Jets. I was so excited. Couldn't wait to get home.
Is that right? So you saw your mom when you got home. What was the feeling, you and your mom?
Well, it was like because I'm leaving out of Atlanta. Have you ever flown out of Atlanta?
Yeah, well, yeah, many times. Many times.
Delays. You know about the delays then, right?
Absolutely.
I didn't get home to like 12 o'clock that night, and that's in Fort Worth. So I had to go to Fort Worth, and then I had to get down. But I did call my mom. I said, I got drafted. I can see her smile on the phone, you know?
Wow.
But when I got home, just a big celebration. It was a 10th round draft pick. You know, it was a long shot. 257th player, 257, to make it. They got picked in a draft that year. But
what was training camp like?
I'm gonna tell you about training camp, man. It was funny. The first mini camp I had was the very first mini camp. I feel like I was at ease, and so I was just making plays. And we had drafted a guy named Eric McMillan, who was All Pro, James Hasty, who became All Pro, and Terry Williams. It was a 2nd round pick. So I was a 4th DB to get picked. But I was just loose. And Bud Carson, who built the steel curtain, was my defensive coordinator. And he just liked the way I was able to just grasp the system and just play. I was still light. And I had a 40-inch vertical, could run. And one of the stories I have, a preseason game, we playing the New York Giants, Jets Giants, and I see Lawrence Taylor. I said, man, that's Lawrence Taylor. So I heard the story that Lawrence Taylor can do anything he want in practice.
Right.
So punt return, Lawrence Taylor's on punt as a wingman. I said, man, this is pretty cool. That's Lawrence Taylor on special teams. So, they, you know, when you're on punt return, you got to count your guy. And the guard said, I got such and such. The tackle said, I got such and such. And Lawrence Taylor, the wing said, I got number 42. I said, man, 42 going to get his head. I said, wait a minute. That's me. I said, oh, God, I got to go up against Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, my goodness.
I told him that story later. He cracked up laughing. I said, he said, dude. I said, hey, I'm a man, Lawrence, but boy, and you said you had number 42. I had to check my jersey. And I said, I got on 42.
We are talking this morning with John Booty, talking NFL with John Booty, formerly of the New York Giants and Arizona Cardinals, Philadelphia Eagles, my good friend from the DMV. And when we come back, John, okay, I want you to talk a little bit about your first pro experience in real live game action, and then what it was like going from the New York Jets to the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
We will be right back.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show with your host, Mike Bird.
Floormeisters of Naples, family owned and operated, specializing in wood, Cortec carpet and tile. Huge in-stock selection, great pricing, licensed and insured. 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit them today at floormeisters.com or call them at 239-596-4964. That's the Floormeisters of Naples, just keeping it real.
Hey, Southwest Florida, looking for fun, fitness, and community spirit? Check out the Bonita Springs YMCA. Experience a world of possibilities with pickleball, the ultimate sport for all ages. Grab your paddles and join the action on their courts. They've got open play, clinics, lessons, and leagues. But wait, there's more. They've got programs for everyone in the family. Kids, adults, they've got you covered. Don't miss out. Visit the Bonita Springs YMCA branch on Kent Road or visit ymcaswfl.org for details.
Medicare doesn't have to be a complicated process. See the experts at Health Markets. Ron Ceritelli is there for you. Health Markets is a national brokerage company representing the major carriers in the industry. And Ron has been in the business for 26 years. He's a resident of Naples since 1990. Seasoned professional, experienced, and he can navigate the often confusing alphabet of Medicare. Give him a call at 239-707-9953. That's 239-707-9953, or visit him on the web at ronceritelli@healthmarkets.com. Don't tackle Medicare on your own. You need a professional. Ron Ceritelli is there to help. When you call, you'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Stephen Bray, 911 Restoration, reminding you to prepare this hurricane season. Please make sure that you have all your proper supplies, know how to leave, and be ready to go. Please remember, 911 Restoration is your expert in insurance claims and water extraction. Stephen Bray, 911 Restoration, 239-777-3516, 239-777-3516. Stephen Bray with 911 Restoration, Mold, Fire, and Water Emergency Services.
We all lead busy lives. Time is our most precious commodity. You want to reclaim your time. Delegate tasks in your personal and business life. Rely on Carla DG Personal Assistant Services. Services by the hour, on demand, when you want it, they help you. Virtually and in person. Call them today, 239-877-5470, or visit the web at carladg.com, because life is supposed to flow.
Come to the Stage Dinner Shows in Bonita Springs. Saturday, Bad Company, Foreigner, and Aerosmith Tribute Bands. Monday, The Temptations and Four Tops Tribute. Tuesday, John Denver, Jimmy Buffett, Olivia Newton-John, Dolly, and Glenn Campbell Tributes at the Stage in Bonita Springs.
We're here this morning with Susan Smallwood, the owner and CEO of Le Grand Caviar. And Susan, tell us all about Le Grand Caviar.
Le Grande Caviar is grand. It is a nutritional powerhouse packed full of vitamins and minerals. Le Grande Caviar is delectable. It is rich in peptides, which reduces inflammation. Caviar also boosts collagen production to keep our skin youthful and firm. And it's an aphrodisiac.
What would you tell people who have never had caviar before?
Ooh la la. You will fall in love with it.
What is the cost of the caviar?
The 2 ounce is only $95, which comes with a chill bag and a mother of pearl spoon. My competitors sell the 1 ounce from $80 to $100. So you're getting double the value for half the cost.
How can people get the caviar?
They can get it on my website, legrandecaviar.com.
Susan, good stuff.
Wonderful.
Le Grand Caviar.
Voila.
Detailers of Naples should be your only choice when it comes to protecting and detailing your automobile. Dedicated to protect your investment on a different level. Knowledgeable staff serving the greater Naples area since 2016. Offering paint protection film, ceramic coatings, and window tint applications in their state-of-the-art headquarters. Make your appointment today at 239-280-0034. Remember the name. Detailers of Naples. Hands down, the best in the business.
Whether you need capital for new equipment, finance accounts receivable, raise working capital, or acquire a company, Tier 1 Capital can help you. They also can assist you with SBA loans, equipment leasing, church financing, business term loans, revenue-based financing, medical working capital, and unsecured business loans. Give them a call now. Tier 1 Capital at tier1businessfinancing.com. Call them 609-721-1300.
Attention Steeler Nation, Bills Mafia, Big Blue, and football fans in Southwest Florida. Legends 5 is coming to Naples. Legends 5, Monday, March 25th at the Hilton in Naples, is an event you don't want to miss. In attendance, Pittsburgh Steeler great Rocky Blyer, Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills, Thurman Thomas, and the best defensive player in the history of the NFL, number 56, Lawrence Taylor. Tickets for this event can be purchased online at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 5, presented by the Floormeisters, the Alamo, the Maxwell Mortgage Team, and the elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. This event will sell out quickly, so get your tickets today. Rocky Blyer, Thurman Thomas, and the one and only LT, Lawrence Taylor. Legends 5. For more information and tickets, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Banyan Group at Morgan Stanley, your local global investment team in Naples, Florida. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the Alamo, the Floormeisters,
the Maxwell Mortgage Team,
an elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn.
And we are talking this morning with my buddy, Mr. John Moody. And John, before the break, we were talking a little bit about your New York Jets experience, and your experience with LT.
Yeah,
you went after your Jets experience, which lasted a couple of years, right?
Yeah, I lasted 3 years with the New York Jets. Yeah.
Okay, so why did you move on from the Jets?
Bruce Collins and Pete Carroll came in. They had their 1990. And so in 91, that was, I think, the second or third year of Plan B. So they could put players on Plan B.
Now, they don't call it Plan B anymore, do they?
No, it's all free agency now.
Free agency.
So back then, it was an equivalent of a form of free agency. But they were saying they were putting players on the Plan B, who was like the players like on a lower tier, guys that can be expendable, I guess. So I was there. I had great seasons with the Jets. I wanted to stay with the Jets, but you know, I knew I wasn't bigger than the Jets, nor was I bigger than the National Football League. Yeah.
And so you went where after the New York Jets?
I went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Richie Kotite became the head coach. He was a coach at the Jets when I was there 2 years. And Bud Carson, who built the Steel Curtain, who just resigned from the Cleveland Browns as a head coach, became a defense coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles. So they brought me in. So I signed with the Philadelphia Eagles in 91.
What was it like being in Philly? We hear all these stories about how brutal the fans can be. What was the experience like for you?
Well, I got to tell you, my first, Keith Jackson, tight end for the all-pro tight end for the Eagles, he told me, said, John, you're going to love the team, but you Philadelphia fans can be tough. I said, man, I just left New York. We had Martin Gastineau. We had the Giants. We had to contend with. So the people in New York are tough, too, but I learned quickly. But the very first meeting we had in 1991 was a team meeting because this was after Buddy got fired. Richie Kotite was the head coach. And I was just a players-only meeting. And believe you me, I knew right then and there I would have to come correct because the team, I see Reggie White up front, Jerome Brown, Andre Dirty Waters, Rhonda Cunningham. I see all these stars, Eric Allen, Clyde Center. I see all these, Seth Joyner. Man, these guys, they still had Buddy mentality.
Right.
And they hated the Washington Redskins. They were like, the Washington Redskins got our Super Bowl ring, and they was upset with Randall. And I'm like, ooh. I said, I don't know what I got myself into.
Reggie White. What was it like with Reggie White?
He was a jokester. He liked to have fun. But I would see him like, man, that's the great Reggie White. And during the games, man, I would see him take offensive linemen and like just toss them like they were nothing. And I remember playing the Giants on a Monday night, and he come in the locker room. He said, big dog, Reggie, play tonight. I just started acting like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, man, Reggie said he's ready to play tonight, so I know we're going to have a field day. And we did end up having a field day against the reigning Super Bowl champs because the Giants had won a Super Bowl in 1990, the previous year. So just seeing him just take guys. But, you know, at front and forward, Reggie, Jerome, Clyde Simmons, Mike Pitts, man, it was special. And then we had Andre Waters and Wes Hopkins, old Dirty Waters and Wes Hopkins.
Dirty Waters. Was he really that dirty, Andre Waters?
You know, rest his soul. I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment privileges.
Okay. All right. We won't go into that. But they did call your defense Gang Green.
Yes. This team, when we get on a roll, we in 1991, we played down in Houston. And the Houston Oilers had the number one ranked offense in the league. And we had the number one ranked defense going into that game. And they were talking a little trash. They said, we the house. We got the house. And I got my first NFL sack on a Monday night. We did some damage in the house that night at the Astrodome. And they ended up naming it the House of Pain game. Because I think Wes Hopkins broke Andre Givens' nose. And we were just sacking Warren Moon all over the place and hitting him and just, oh, my God. We had a field day on that Monday night.
So that team that you played on in Philly, was it the most physical team that you ever played on?
The most physical team I ever played on, yeah. Now, we would all be fine.
in a different day and age, right? Yeah.
They were hit. I mean, it was physical in practice. You had to bring the woods. I was playing cornerback at the time. And then my second year there, I ended up becoming a starter at corner. And then when Hopkins went down, I ended up becoming a starter at free safety. So the guys were just unbelievable on how they hit. And not only just that, they were smart players. They played smart. I mean, they studied. If you didn't study, and they get on your case. I mean, there were some rookies on offense, didn't study. And Keith Byers said, hey, man, these guys are not watching film, this, that, another. So the whole defense just grabbed him, threw him in the hot tub. And it was cold outside, so they had to go to the cars wet. I guess I couldn't tell that story, but I can tell this story. But they were like, man, we here to win. Unfortunate for us, we didn't have that team to take us to the next level as far as cohesiveness on offense.
Right.
And unfortunately, we lost Jerome Brown in 1992 to his car accident.
Right, You went from Philly, all the way out west to the desert. What was it like to play for Mr. Bidwell, Bill Bidwell?
Mr. Bidwell, he was very, very quiet. You could hardly talk to him. Joe Bugle was the head coach. But making that transition from – it was the first year of free agency. 1993 was the first year of free agency. Reggie White left the Eagles. But going out to the desert, I loved it.
Love Phoenix.
I love Phoenix. I enjoyed it. Built a home out there. It was lovely. But the team, I just didn't have that fire. And as far as I want to win. Not like it did in Philadelphia.
You know, John, I got to ask you this question. You were born in Texas, and you live right now. I mean, I see you all the time in the DMV. It would seem to me that you would, at some point in time in your career, you would have wanted to play for the Redskins or the Dallas Cowboys. Is that right?
Yeah, I would. You're like pulling teeth with me. I had a chance to play for the Redskins, but I turned it down and went to the New York Giants instead. But I always wanted to play for the Dallas Cowboys. But I decided, as a free agency, I wanted to go to Philadelphia with my team, with my coaches I knew. So that was a kid. You know, going back home would have been great. But here has been good to me. So,
yeah. What was the Giants? What was the Giants experience like playing for another New York team?
Well, it was a good experience because we went 9-7. Almost had a chance to go to the playoffs. Dan Reeves was a great coach. I enjoyed playing for Dan Reeves. And I ended up starting. I tell you what, that bye week messed us up. We won the first three games. I had great games against the Washington Commanders, Redskins back then. We had a bye week and went on a six-game losing streak, then turned it up a notch and won seven in a row. We almost went to the playoffs. But Dan Reeves was real cool. And in New York, I said, man, I get to play with Lawrence Taylor. I thought Lawrence Taylor had retired that year. And I get a chance to play with him. I said, why are you retiring, Lawrence, man? He said, man, I just couldn't do it anymore. He said, my reputation helped me out a whole lot. You know? I said, I bet it did.
We talk this morning with John Booty, NFL great. And when we come back for our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the end of John's career and what John's doing now that fulfills him. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Purely You Spa, rated as the best local spa in Naples, Florida. A certified organic spa utilizing a proactive, holistic, and functional health approach. Experience the organic difference. Result-oriented skincare, massage therapy, pain relief, circulation therapy, muscle recovery, and much more. Enjoy state-of-the-art technology and an ambiance that you will not forget. Enjoy an infrared sauna or the cold plunge. Open 7 days a week at two locations. Call now for an appointment at 239-331-8266.
Realtor Patrick Dearborn with John R. Wood Properties is the official realtor for all Patriots here in Southwest Florida, a.k.a. Freedom Town, USA. Call Patrick Dearborn and his all-star team today, 239-877-4340, and let them help you navigate the current market successfully. Investors, second homeowners, full-time home, condo, or commercial, Patrick Dearborn is the go-to agent. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne. Big heart, big patriot. Call Patrick Dearborn today, 239-877-4340.
At One Group Retirement Advisors, our commitment is to provide the highest standard of care to our clients. We strive to build trusting relationships and strategic partnerships that support our clients through every step of the retirement plan journey. Following a disciplined six-step process of discovery, the creation of a strategic plan, portfolio management, administration, ongoing client communication, and client appreciation, we make sure that we're not only meeting, but exceeding our clients' expectations. Retirement Plan Consulting Program Advisory Services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor.
Come to the Stage Dinner Shows in Bonita Springs. Saturday, Bad Company, Foreigner, and Aerosmith Tribute Bands. Monday, The Temptations and Four Tops Tribute. Tuesday, John Denver, Jimmy Buffett, Olivia Newton-John, Dolly, and Glenn Campbell Tributes at the Stage in Bonita Springs.
Are you facing uncertainty about how to navigate your business in 2024? The Ambicelli Group understands the challenges that businesses encounter at the start of a new year. The Ambicelli Group specializes in turning those challenges into opportunities. With early planning and strategic action, the Ambicelli Group can help you set and achieve your goals. Whether it's expanding your reach, enhancing your services, or optimizing your operations, the Ambicelli Group expertise is your advantage. Call 239-682-1282 or online at theambicelligroup.com.
Do you have an insurance claim? Did your insurance company only pay for a repair of your home? Your insurance company owes
allows you to fully match everything that you had on your home prior to the storm happening. So, if your insurance company has underpaid or only paid for a partial repair on your home, call Day Adjusting and Consulting today at 855-729-0838 or visit their website, dayadjusting.com. Day Adjusting and Consulting, license number W805415.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
20 years ago, Jason and I had the idea for a jewelry store like no other. With a vast selection of certified diamonds priced 8 to 12% over cost. A team of individuals who are educated, driven, and believe in cultivating relationships.
Today, we have become one of the largest independent jewelry stores in the country. Todd and I love what we do and are in the store nearly every day along with our GIA gemologists, master jewelers, custom designers, and non-commissioned diamond consultants, all of which we consider family.
As direct diamond importers, we travel the world, forging relationships and sourcing diamonds. What we love most about our business is that we can call Southwest Florida our home.
If selection, value, and comfort are important to you, give the Diamond District an opportunity. You won't find a better diamond buying experience. Todd and I look forward to shaking your hand and welcoming you to our Diamond District family.
At the Diamond District.
Closets Plus will turn your cluttered mess into a dreamy, organized space so you can find what you're looking for in seconds. From your garage to your bedroom and everything in between, our custom built-ins will help keep you organized for life. Our experienced designers will help make your organized visions come true. We provide tailored solutions for any budget while using only premium material and hardware. Closets Plus is a local company that's located in Bonita Springs. We are constantly striving to let our transparency and performance create relationships and sustain our honest reputation. Closets Plus Bonita Springs.
Nothing says holiday season like Campfire Coffee Liqueur. A mild coffee, caramel and vanilla flavors, gluten-free, enjoyed by itself or on the rocks. Perfect for cocktail hour, after dinner, or with your favorite cigar. Made right here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers at Lisk Distillery. It's the holiday season. Enjoy Campfire Coffee Liqueur.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Banyan Group at Morgan Stanley, your local global investment team in Naples, Florida. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Attention Steeler Nation, Bills Mafia, Big Blue, and football fans in Southwest Florida. Legends 5 is coming to Naples. Legends 5, Monday, March 25th at the Hilton in Naples, is an event you don't want to miss. In attendance, Pittsburgh Steeler great Rocky Blyer, Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills, Thurman Thomas, and the best defensive player in the history of the NFL, number 56, Lawrence Taylor. Tickets for this event can be purchased online at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 5, presented by the Floormeisters, the Alamo, the Maxwell Mortgage Team, and the elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. This event will sell out quickly, so get your tickets today. Rocky Blyer, Thurman Thomas, and the one and only LT, Lawrence Taylor. Legends 5. For more information and tickets, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show with Mike Bird.
With my good friend John Booty. And John, we talked a little bit about the Giants. We're getting towards the end of your career.
Yeah.
You wrapped it up with Tampa Bay. When did you know when it was done?
Well, I knew it was done in 95. Me and John Lynch, the Hall of Famer, we became the starters and we were playing the Minnesota Vikings. And I tore my hamstring. I said, It was my eighth year. Wow, this is, and it didn't get any healthy for the rest of the season. So they ended up putting me on IR. In 1996, I was trained in off season. And who was it? Tony Dungy became the head coach.
Right.
The very first, I was having a great camp. In the very first preseason game against the Miami Dolphins, I ran down on kickoff and I felt my hamstring tweak. I said, wow, this is 1996. I went to this trainer. He said, man, I tweaked my hamstring. He said, well, on the next special team play, go back out. You know, because I was playing on the second series on defense. This is a preseason game. And I heard it again. And I went to Chris. I said, Chris, my hamstring, I'm shot. I can't play tonight. He said, okay. And that's when I knew. I hadn't made my mind up. I had played more years than I thought I was going to play.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What is it like when an athlete who's used to the adoration of the crowd, you're playing in front of 70, 80, 90,000 people every week. You've done this for your whole life. In your case, you did it all the way from grade school to community college to TCU to five teams in the pros, and now it's over. What is that feeling?
Well, that feeling is like, wow. For me, it was like, what am I going to do now? There's a period where you, what I had to go through is like, I got to find myself. I had just moved into a new area in Washington, D.C. I didn't know, not from the area. So I just had to find myself. And plus I'm injured. And I'm like, what do I do? I'll just quietly start. Okay. I didn't watch football a whole lot because, you know, I was like, not frustrated, but I was like, I don't want to watch it because I feel like I can do what those guys are doing. But then I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And so I was going through rehab and Silver Spring. And I just thought, somebody said, what do you want to do when you're done playing ball, John? Now that you're hanging it up. I said, well, I may give it another shot. But while I'm doing it, I'm still work out.
Okay.
And I'm still going to do things. And I started getting invited to play golf. I'm not a big golfer, but I would get invited because they would say, this is how you network. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. So then I ran back into a guy by the name of Dr. Ernie Turner, who was helped guys get our degrees. If you didn't finish your degree with the New York Jets, I met him in 1988.
Okay.
So he lives in Virginia. He said, John, have you got your degree yet? I said, no, I haven't. So he said, I'm gonna help you get your degree. So I started taking some corresponding classes at the University of Virginia. And then he got in contact with TCU and worked with a TCU dean to help me get back on campus. So I started working on that. And that was in 97. I'm sorry. That was 1997. So I'm doing something active for my mind and whatnot. I was home for a football game, a Dallas Cowboys game, and in 97. So after the game, staying with my sisters in Fort Worth, I went to the old gym I used to work out at. The guy said, John, what do you want to do with your life since you're not playing football any longer? And I said, well, you know, I wouldn't mind opening up a health club. And he introduced me to some people, to his brother, and I ended up eventually starting the process of opening up a health club. So I started keeping myself busy. You know?
Yeah.
And at the same time, Glenn Harris invited me on his show a couple of times. You know, he had the Glenn Harris sports talk show on Channel 8. And then eventually he would have me on regularly. So I was able to transition using the brand to go out and network and building on my brand and start teaming up with Gary Clark, Andre Collins, Doc Walker, guys like that, the Redskins alumni, and start playing golf and making myself available for TV shows to come on air, radio shows. Then also with the health club, that kept me busy. So that first year was like finding myself.
In the 1 minute that we have left, do you have any regrets about your career?
To be honest with you, no. I gave it my best shot. You know what? I'll take that back. 1992-91, I feel like we just needed one thing to get us to the Super Bowl. That's the only thing I regret, not playing in a Super Bowl. Forget the Pro Bowl. I wanted to be a Pro Bowl. I tried to make the Pro Bowl, whatnot, but I wanted to play in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that's the only thing I regret not accomplishing, playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, John, you are indeed a champion. You're a champion not only on the field of athletics, but you're a champion in life. And I'm so proud that you're my friend and that I know you personally and professionally. And we're so glad that you were able to join us this morning on the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Well, I'm so happy that you invited me in and to be a part of it, brother.
Make sure to join us each and every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show, brought to you in part by the Alamo, the Floormeisters, the Maxwell Mortgage Team, and Elite Real Estate Agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. I'm Mike Berg. Here's hoping the rest of your day is legendary.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. Your host, Mike Bird. Be sure to join us next week as we sit down with another sports legend, exclusively for you to enjoy as we hear the stories, the drive, the determination behind the legendary athletes of our time. It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Banyan Group at Morgan Stanley, your local global investment team in Naples, Florida. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Come to the stage dinner shows in Bonita Springs. Saturday, Bad Company, Foreigner, and Aerosmith tribute bands. Monday, The Temptations and Four Tops tribute. Tuesday, John Denver, Jimmy Buffett, Olivia Newton-John, Dolly, and Glenn Campbell tributes at the stage in Bonita Springs.
Do you know what CCIM stands for? It stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member. It means that you are in the top 1% in the field of commercial realtors in the nation. CCIM Dan Burrill of Keller Williams Commercial can handle all types of commercial real estate, whether you're an investor, a tenant, or looking for something for your personal use. Retail, medical, industrial, office, restaurant, hospitality, and land. Call Dan at 239-850-2185 for your free consultation.
Mike Bird here with a message for all local entrepreneurs currently dissatisfied with other networking groups that are too expensive, too restrictive, and too unfriendly. Grow Business Network, that's G-R-O-W, Business Network is the place for you. Affordable, flexible, friendly, providing valuable referrals and leads, contacts that have increased revenue and clientele for all small businesses. They offer weekly topics, presentations, one-on-ones that will grow your business guaranteed. Anyone looking for a way to grow their business and connect with like-minded people should join now. Contact John C. That's John C. 239-304-6224 and see the difference. Grow Business Network. You'll be glad you did.
I have found my health.
I found my happiness.
I found my new life.
Now you too can see what thousands of people in Southwest Florida have found when they lost weight at Nuviva Medical Weight Loss. Nuviva Medical Weight Loss is a medically supervised program backed by knowledgeable and reputable physicians and nurses. Nuviva's all-inclusive program has no long-term contracts or hidden fees and uses a unique multi-phase nutrition plan using real food, not prepackaged food or bars or shakes. Real food combined with custom tailored vitamin and prescription medication plans for each individual, including pharmaceutical HCG, plus an extensive support system behind you each step of the way. Nuviva Medical Weight Loss will educate you not only how to lose weight, but keep it off for life. Contact them today and receive $100 off your program at any of their four locations right here in Southwest Florida. To find the clinic near you, go to NuvivaWeightLoss.com or call 1-855-4-NUVIVA. That's 1-855-4-NUVIVA. Now it's your turn to see what you find when you lose that unwanted weight at Nuviva Medical Weight Loss.
The National Football Foundation is celebrating its 76th anniversary through the 2023 chapter membership program, and you can support their effort to advance the great game of football by becoming a member today. Join the Naples chapter. All memberships include a vote in the College Football Hall of Fame selection process, and your support will help the National Football Foundation protect the great game for future generations. Go to nffcollier.com for more information.
The region's leading professional in home services is Becker Home Maintenance. Becker Home Maintenance, 239-351-6820, can handle all your handyman, painting, flooring, and cabinetry needs. Becker is available 7 days a week with expert workers that can tackle almost any project in your home. They'll meet your expectations, guaranteed. Remember, when you need a home project done right the first time, call Becker Home Maintenance, the home services leader in Southwest Florida.
Selling your home is a big decision. It's important to work with an experienced real estate agent who can help you navigate the process and get the best possible results. MDM Naples Real Estate is a team of top producing agents. They specialize in selling homes in the Naples area. Proven track record. Committed to helping clients achieve their real estate goals. Call them today, 239-776-4444. 1-800-483-ASK-FOR-DAN-JACKSON. He'll help you get started on the pathway to success.
Don't miss your shot to go to the 2024 Men's Basketball Final Four in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Enter now at ticksforgood.org. You and a friend will get two tickets, round-trip airfare, and three-night hotel stay. Visit ticksforgood.org to enter today. This prize is brought to you by Eric Schwartz and Transcend Capital.
Hi, I'm Gary Whitten, General Manager of Shula's Steakhouse in the Hilton Naples. Keep Shula's Naples in mind for your holiday office party, family gatherings, or just friends getting together.
Come celebrate your successes at Shula's, where excellence is their inspiration. Their award-winning Shula Cut Steaks take center stage, served alongside fresh seafood and inspired sides. Immerse yourself in an atmosphere of warmth and sophistication, surrounded by sports memorabilia and happy hours from 3 to 6 weekdays. Shula's, proud recipients of the Wine Spectator Award and Diners Club winner. They're America's undefeated steakhouse. Also a proud sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Make reservations now at shulasnaples.com. That's shulasnaples.com. S-H-U-L-A-S naples.com. American dining at its finest. Shula's, where every meal is a victory worth savoring.
Legendary events begin at Shula's. Enjoy your celebration and leave the rest to us at Shula's and Hilton Naples. America's steakhouse, still undefeated.
Attention Steeler Nation, Bills Mafia, Big Blue, and football fans in Southwest Florida. Legends 5 is coming to Naples. Legends 5, Monday, March 25th at the Hilton in Naples, is an event you don't want to miss. In attendance, Pittsburgh Steeler great Rocky Blyer, Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills, Thurman Thomas, and the best defensive player in the history of the NFL, number 56, Lawrence Taylor. Tickets for this event can be purchased online at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 5, presented by the Floormeisters, the Alamo, the Maxwell Mortgage Team, and the elite real estate agent of Naples, Pat Dearborn. This event will sell out quickly, so get your tickets today. Rocky Blyer, Thurman Thomas, and the one and only LT, Lawrence Taylor. Legends 5. For more information and tickets, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida.